Hi, this is Emma from Local Splash. May I know your name?
My name is Rebecca.
Yes, Rebecca, how are you? And how can I assist you?
I need to update our credit card information, and it says that I have to call you to do that.
I can definitely help you with that. Let me just check and see if I have your account. Just 1 second, please. Is this for Rubicon Management Group?
Rubicon, yes. Are
you answering that? Okay, right. I have the account. What's the new card number?
So I don't feel comfortable giving it to you over the phone. Is there a way for me to type it in?
You can send it to me via text message instead.
No, I don't want you having the information. Do you not have the ability to just accept it? Like, so I have to give you my personal number.
If I may ask, I believe you mentioned you tried it on the app, correct? But it didn't work?
No, so I'm online, and I'm on your little dashboard, your website, and it says, in order to update your billing information, please call us. So it doesn't allow me to edit any of those fields. Like, I can't type in my own number. You're telling me the only way I can do it is if I give you my credit card number and trust that you are only going to enter it into this website?
Yes, and that is actually a restriction. I believe you are given an option to update it only after the account is already past due. Prior to that, you're not allowed to change it on your own. So it really has to go through us, or, again, the other option is if you will wait until the account is past due.
But I already have a card on there, so it's not like the card is expired. I just want to change cards, so it wouldn't be past due.
Then it's not possible to do it on the website because for now that's the only exemption.
So can I ask why you guys don't have the ability to allow someone to type in, like on the phone, type in the card number so that a person doesn't actually have that information?
And that's a really good feedback, and I will bring it to the team, but for now that's not an option.
Okay. So I'm just going to trust that you will only put my information into this company and it will go nowhere else.
Yes, and this call is recorded, so if anything happens, you can always go back to this phone call. But I assure you that it will only go to our system and the website.
Okay.
So let me know once you're ready.
So it's just the card that's changing. Everything else is the same.
Okay.
Are you ready for the card number?
Yes, ma'am.
It is 4246-3154-6828-6511.
Same security code, expiration date?
Security code is 042. Expiration date is April of 2028.
April 2028. It's still a Visa card, correct?
Correct.
And they're Michael Eaton?
Correct.
Okay. All right. I have successfully updated the card information and file.
Okay. And that'll hit as of April 8th payment?
That is correct.
Okay. And when will that be reflected online?
I would say within the day. You should see the updated card information.
Okay. And then, yeah, if you would not mind passing that comment on to whoever needs to, that there needs to be a better system for entrusting your customers to put their card information in by itself without going through an actual individual. It's more secure that way.
Yeah, that actually makes sense. So, yes, I'll make sure to let the team know about that.
Okay. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you for your time, Rebecca. You have a good one.
All right.
Goodbye for now. You're welcome. Bye-bye.